Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You seen what he did on Facebook, right?
Listen, I'm going to make a motherfucking emoji like this, look.
Donald D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was balls, no fight.
My life has always been a fight. I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot and go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hoping everybody's holiday was a good one. Hope you all got your gifts. Boxing definitely giving us a lot of little treats, a lot of little headlines. I couldn't stay away too long. I was definitely chomping at the bit to turn on the old radio station and definitely talk some boxing with all the headlines. I mean, Canelo making tons of them. We had multiple choices, the way that he has multiple options on what it is that he's going to do in 2017. But let me go ahead and talk to the second in command around here.
Nothing but smooth sailing.
Man, so much boxing going on already. It's not even the new year yet, but I feel like we got new news all the time. It's amazing. So many big announcements. Got to tell you, though, pretty disappointed Canelo, because if you think about it, he's the one who got, like, the most presents this year in terms of Christmas presents, you know, from boxing, if you will. How many options does this guy have for fights, for fighters? Everybody. He has negotiations with, like, three different fighters going on right now. And we have no idea when he's even going to be due back in the ring. As far as we know, he's still out because the doctor hasn't cleared him. How awesome must it be to be Canelo right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're Canelo, you're truly a boss. He's made multiple offers to multiple fighters for multiple different dates, and that's really what bosses do. Now, the funny thing is that Canelo Alvarez is being penciled in for three fights next year, Steven. Three fights. That's something that even we have said around here. Three fights. But I went back and checked. And I don't think he's fought three times since 2011. It was the year that he fought Alfonso Gomez.
You're absolutely right about that. I was looking that up myself. In fact, in those years, though, he has said that he would fight three times. Sometimes he's even said that he was hoping to fight four. But guess what? Always around Christmas time, he gets some type of injury. Last year, it was, what, his toe? This year, it was, what, his thumb? Which one's next? Is there any other more small appendages he's going to claim were hurt and he has to take out a few more months?
You're right. The last time he was supposed to fight Joshua Clady in December, he got a hurt ankle. And, you know, now he has a hurt thumb.
I think that's messed up, man. Why not just come out and admit it? You know what? I only want to be a twice-a-year type fighter. Is he at that level? Does he not think that he's at the level where, like, a Mayweather, like, had to do it at the end of his career where he was only fighting twice a year? Do you think Canelo knows that we'd look down on him if he were just to admit that? Because that's pretty much what he's fallen to.
Canelo's definitely the biggest cash cow in terms of pay-per-view right now. He did about 900 with Cotto, and then he did 600 with Khan. And about 300 with Liam. Nobody else is doing that. Chavez, Canelo. Canelo makes a one-week deadline offer. So Chavez must agree by this week. Now, I think the offer is fair. $6 million. And there's pay-per-view upside where he can make up to 10 mil. I mean, where else is Chavez going to get that? Like, I don't even know. I mean, could I don't think that Gennady could pay Chavez $6 million. And if he can, he's got to wait till after the Jacobs fight anyway. So what does Chavez do? Sit around till June, Steven?
No, if I'm Chavez, I'm trying to make the Canelo fight as soon as possible, but I don't think I like that you have to take it or leave it, because you got to think about it like this. Yeah, Canelo is the only person where I can get this type of pay-per-view and this type of money. But let's be honest, though. Canelo's putting these deadlines and these limits on people. He has to fight someone, too. Let's not forget. He needs an opponent to make the kind of money that he wants to make. We've seen his numbers. Yeah, they'll be the low 300 if he fights a relative no-name like Angulo. But Canelo wants the big paydays, too. And it's only going to be against Chavez and Gennady. So is he really in a position to be putting deadlines and giving flat fees? Come on, man. Like, it takes two to tango. These are the guys that are going to give you. Who else is he going to fight? Like, who else is he going to fight on pay-per-view? And is he going to go down and fight like a 154-pounder, like an Andrade, for less cash? Nah, I think Canelo needs to pump the brakes, because even though he's the A-side, he still needs these guys to make the big pay-per-view paydays. Because I wouldn't pay to watch him fight anybody else on pay-per-view.
I think you're overlooking one thing, and that is that Canelo does have options, my friend. His option is Billy Joe Saunders. Remember, he was made the mandatory to Billy Joe Saunders' title, so he could easily fight Billy Joe Saunders Cinco de Mayo. Yes, Billy Joe Saunders is not known, but is he more known than Liam Smith? I say yes. I say more people know that he beat Andy Lee and Chris Eubank, then they know that Liam Smith beat John Thompson for that WBO title.
Yeah, but Liam Smith also has the backing of like his family. You can say that's what you will. When your boxing family is well known in England, how long have we been hearing about these Smith boys? Since way back when Paul Smith like lost it, got knocked out to Abraham. We've been hearing about these Smith boys. I think that follows him and definitely translates to viewers for him. I think that all of the Smith boys share a type of fan base.
Listen, I hear you and all that, but none of those guys are famous. You know what I mean? The littlest one is the one that's still undefeated, and that won't last. And I know people are going to say I'm hating or whatever, but he just hasn't fought the upper echelon of his division. I mean, I believe it's Mikey that wants him, right? What weight class is the youngest one? Or not the youngest one, but the lightest one. That being said, whether Steven believes it or not, the rest of the hardcore fans will call in. They will say that. And I want you now to answer that, since Steven want to put his ass out there. Who's more popular, Billy Joe Saunders or Liam Smith? Who is more popular? Because
No, hold on. My argument was that he was popular because they shared all the brothers put together.
But you're still trying to say that he is as popular because they have the family name.
I think so. That's what makes Chavez popular. That's what makes Chavez in line to get this Chavez, big.
Yo, brother, the last name Chavez and the last name.
Right. Okay, I'll give you that.
You're reaching right now. But we do want our listeners to answer that question. Yeah, who's the bigger name? Which one sticks out more to you? Not to the public, to you, even though you might be a hardcore for calling in this show. Regardless, I guess you can answer it for the public. $6 million, again, $6 million. It's not a flat fee. It's $6 million plus a little pay-per-view upside. You know what I'm saying? They're penciling it in, saying that he could possibly make $10 million. They're even guesstimating $1 million pay-per-view buys at $65 to $70 a pay-per-view. Steven, would you buy this one?
That's when you buy, but you invite people over to throw down for, and you're going to have to deal with them not knowing boxing. So you kind of have to pay a little bit more, you know, with your soul. Cause
I don't know. I think it might be a little more intriguing than you and others think, right? If Chavez could accept this before the end of the week is out, that gives him, I know the Angel Heredia memo has already said he wants Chavez to start training camp around mid February, but that would give Chavez essentially almost 5.5 months to start camp if he signs the ink this week. He could start fat camp from here to February, then February be a regular training camp, and we could have the best version of Chavez on our hands. I mean, this would be the biggest reason for him to be motivated. Some could argue that Sergio Martinez would have been that reason, which it probably was, and that's why he was able to rally back in the 12th round. But maybe he learns from that mistake. He sulks in that Funfara knockdown and loss, and he takes this opportunity to catapult his name back amongst not only the Mexicans, but, you know, U.S. and international fans, because a win over Canelo is big regardless of whatever weight it's at, catch weight or not, no catch weight. And that's why Gennady's chasing that fight as long as he has been.
So you think that because this is a really big fight for Chavez, that this is going to be worth buying and spending all my money on without having to get chip in from my friends? Nah, my friend, I hear what you're saying, that you think that this is going to motivate Chavez, but let's be real. Chavez is going to have to suck down and go to fat camp, as you said, to make this weight. Chavez isn't a very, exciting. No, he's exciting, but I don't think the fight's going to be that great, to tell you the truth. I don't think everyone's talking about, oh, it's going to be like an exciting fight or.
I think it'll end up looking like the Angulo fight, just with a little more skill, obviously, in Chavez. But I think it's going to be a lot of punches landed. And you're wrong. Chavez just fought about, let's say, 2 weeks ago, and he made the weight of 170.
Yeah, because he trained for 17 months to make weight. He was in the gym right away after his loss, and it was, you could tell, and we've all followed him on those.
Steven, but you know what that sounds like to me? You see, you're being negative, and that's probably because you're hanging with MD too long. But what that sounds like, not, don't forget Scorsese, another negative, right? But what that sounds like to me is you being a pessimist. Why not you say, damn, since his loss, he's been training for 17 months, so much so he made 167, a weight he hasn't made in so many years. And that's only 2.8 pounds away from the catch weight that Canelo is setting or debating on 165. I think if Chavez has been training for 17 months, well, that's one motivated young man.
No, because when he had his big moment to shine against Sergio Martinez, he froze like a deer in the headlights and didn't throw a single punch until the 12th round. And let me tell you something. That was a motivated Chavez. That was, not only was he training, but he was actually active and not coming off of like a two-year layoff or a year-and-a-half layoff. This Chavez is going to be having coming off of a rusty, shaky fight after a long layoff and then coming into, again, the big lights. You know, he's not going to do good under the pressure. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to freeze again because he's going to be like, I wasn't able to make weight. He's going to mentally get beaten in this fight trying to make the weight. It's going to make him freeze up. I'm not expecting a good fight at all. And that's why I'm not excited to pay for this pay-per-view. I see what everyone's saying. It's a big fight for Mexico. I get it. I have some Mexican heritage in me. But I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to be worth buying the pay-per-view 100% solely based on the fight that this is like Chavez is going to get up. Like Chavez has gotten off the couch. I have invested in Chavez back in the past, and he lost my stock, man. I don't believe in him anymore. And so when he fights like Canelo, I think it's I don't know. I don't like it.
I hear you. Listen, it's not hard to side against Chavez. He has, you know, left us with egg on our face before. Those of us who have been his fan, those of us who have believed his lies. Has he been popped for marijuana? Yes. Has he been fat for camp? Yes. Has he ballooned up 20 pounds? Yes. But dude, if you got to go back that far to talk about like Chavez versus Martinez, then I think it's time to let it go. You know what I mean?
I think I have to go that far back because he's not active.
Well, he was. He lost to Fonfora where he was challenging himself. Fonfora was 175-pounder.
Well, that was not a much better showing of Chavez. So I was trying to talk about like when there was like big lights and what he would have actually got up for. I think Fonfora, it is kind of easier to write that off as, he was trying to like get a solid win over a name before he challenged for a title belt in the division. But
hey, and that's cool.
Hey, I have a question, though. Another question that I want to ask everybody. So let's say by some miraculous way that Chavez actually beats Canelo if they fought. Does Canelo get a pass? Like the way Brook and them got a pass for moving up to fight? Like is he moving up to fight? And in this way, like it's win-win for him?
Pass for what? If Canelo loses, that's the best thing that could happen to him.
What? Why?
It would be a rematch. They would have they would have three fights, all Mexican affairs. The world would love them.
No, no one would love him. Everyone would hate him. That would be
That's what you say now. But if they had an Angulo more competitive Angulo Canelo type of fight and Canelo lost? Why wouldn't people buy it? Like, you got to look, I know that you're thinking and you're like, no, you want this Gennady fight, but this is the world we live in. If he loses to Chavez, that name is big enough, bro. And that win catapults Chavez back. So the rematch only makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you go right back into the rematch? Because now your fight with Cotto, that doesn't really make sense. Why does Cotto want to fight you? You just lost. You know, he would need to avenge that.
I agree, and I think that's just giving me more incentive to not like the fact that this fight is going to get made. And as far as Chavez goes, I think that Chavez, I don't know, if I'm Chavez, I'm looking at, over at Gennady, who turned down $15 million, and I'm saying, okay, I'm not a champion, but I'm also more popular than Gennady. So maybe $6 million flat and an upside isn't enough. Maybe closer to maybe not necessarily 10, but maybe 9.
Listen, why not? Again, I'm going to go out to the callers, but the Chavez has to know. His father's already publicly saying, we're good. We'll take 30-35%. You know what I mean?
That was so fucked up when his dad did that. I was like, dude, you can't say you're good from 30-35% because now you're fucked. Now you have to take 30. You can't say 30 or 35 and then get 35. Nah, you're starting at 30 and you're working your way down. And they're going to whittle you down.
Now let me tell you, regardless of how you are taking this, Cinco de Mayo, Canelo Chavez, big pay-per-view in Mexico or in Texas, in Las Vegas or Los Angeles are the places that they're saying. Tight fight, Canelo loses. September, Gennady's out, rematch. Independence Day, Mexican Independence Day, those two do it again. And then again, Cinco de Mayo again if Canelo wins. I'm telling you. And regardless of what you think, that is what it is. Think about like how many times Barrera and Morales and Morales, I mean, and Pacquiao and Marquez. Like, dude, rivalries are rivalries. And these two have had a rivalry for a long time.
Yeah, and actually you're right, especially amongst in Mexican boxing, there's lots of rivalries, and that would thrive real well. That'd be perfect.
It would be taking back those days from other boxers and really giving the fans an all Mexican affair, because far too long those have just been, you know, boxing days masked off. I mean, excuse me, Mexican Independence Day or Cinco de Mayo masked off as any boxer's day, right? But like, if it's an all
any boxer versus a Latino,
yeah, any boxer versus a Latino. But if it's an all Mexican affair, I'm sorry to say that it's going to be something that promoters will be happy to sign up for. Listen, let's jump out to these streets. We don't want to take too much time. We got a bunch of callers, too, by the way. We're going to jump out right away. Actually, why don't you hook it up, and then we'll get out to our editor and then get to all the other callers.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that time of the show again. It's the Christmas season, and guess what? There's nothing that you want better than your beautiful house with your beautiful tree with the beautiful lights. And guess what? Someone's got to keep the lights on around here. All right. And we got to thank these beautiful, wonderful, amazing people, El Camino, for doing that. They actually need their help currently in my house because my power went out. So El Camino, hit me up.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website.
Steven, let me go out to George. Talk to me on Skype.
Hey, what's going on, Ness?
What's up, brother? How you been?
All right. Had a nice little Christmas. Got pretty ripped, just like I wanted. This whole was it Canelo and Chavez Jr. I'm just still wondering how this is like really so accepted among like so many like people. Like, how is this not like such a focused idea? Like, we're just gonna ignore the fact that Canelo just said not too long ago that he wasn't ready for 160, but this was okay to, you know, have another footnoted fight and fighting someone like Chavez Jr., who to me is really just a namesake. There's nothing really to him other than the fact that he's the son of Julio Cesar Chavez. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, it's really not that credible of a fight. Like, I don't really like it too much. But
how was this any different from Pacquiao Bradley or Pacquiao Marquez four times, Pacquiao Bradley four times, Pacquiao whoever? Like, what's the difference?
Well, I mean, Bradley was a credible contender at this time, you know, and
right? But after the first fight, like, we basically knew the jig was up after the first fight.
Oh yeah, well, any following fight after that, of course, was unnecessary. But I mean, you know, Pacquiao at least, well, you know, he's always was fighting someone, whether bigger than him, or you know, or at least where you at least had some type of question on what the outcome could be. Because nonetheless, I mean, even after the fact, Timothy Bradley is still one of the top welterweights in the division, or he's the top welterweight in the division right now. I'd say at least top two or three. But what was the question you guys had posed for the callers?
I know I wanted to know, obviously, how many pay-per-views do you think it would do?
Oh, the Chavez Canelo. Yeah, you said this seemed like they were reaching out to where, like, they think they could reach a million.
Yeah, they think they could do a million.
That's a bit ambitious. I don't know about all that. I would think, I guess I would say, because there still is a backlash for pay-per-view buys. So I'm going to say probably 800K tops.
Did you say that you would buy it?
No, I'm not buying it. I'm going to somebody else.
Okay, yeah. So it's got to be one of those things where it's got to be a fight party where you're chipping in. And you're not the only one paying for it.
And it's always, you know, and, you know, I'm not, like, for the most part, you know, most Mexicans, especially on the holiday, are going to buy any type of boxing event, period. So, I mean, I'll just find, I got a couple of Mexican homies. I will just go over to the crib and get messed up and watch one of those, watch it over there. But yeah, that's about it for me, guys. Good show. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks for calling in, George. Let me get out to Scorsese. Talk to me.
Oh, we're about to find out if I'm the only one really, really hating on this fight.
Scorsese, something wrong with your mic. In the meantime, Dre, talk to me.
Whoa, yo, I ain't on.
Hello?
Okay. Actually, Dre, hold on. There you go. Talk to me.
Ain't there?
Yeah, you good. Okay. You good.
All right, like I said, man, one day after Christmas, you got TBV back at it like crack addicts. We here. So, shit, man, I had Christmas breaks. Found out I had one new Mexican cousin, first ever in the family. So, you know what? Shit, I'm watching this with the Mexican family. I got new Mexican family. May 5th, whatever day it is. We having a big-ass get-together. Any other time, this would be some bullshit. But I'm about to experience some new culture. So I got a positive outlook because of that. I want to see what this Mexican fight party thing all about. I ain't never seen this before. So this is going to be my show. I'm going to get to find out what's really going on. What's a cerveza? I don't know that shit. But I'm going to find out that day. But yeah, any other time, this is a circus. But Canelo got the game right, though. I hope fighters ain't trying to beat him, but he get it. Look, I might not be the best. People love me. So, shit, either I'm going to go, I'm going to do big numbers, and I'm going to get out of here before I'm 32 years old. I don't want to be Bernard Hopkins. Who want to be Bernard Hopkins? Off the ropes and shit. I can't blame him, man. He's not the best. He's proven he ain't going around saying he the greatest in boxing. And if he is, somebody need to stop him and say, no, you bit of a circus, but it's okay. It's okay. You're a fun circus. Both of these guys sort of circuses. Put it together, bring the elephant, bring the other elephant, and let's put on a goddamn show. I'm gonna watch it with my new Mexican family.
Yeah, you still haven't said what you think about the $6 million offer. What do you think about that?
Should Chavez take that offer?
I mean, for the sake of me watching with my Mexican family, damn right. But he should probably get more than Golovkin, because he's probably way more popular no matter what Golovkin doing. He's a Chavez.
Even though Chavez ain't a champion, hasn't been one in years.
Circuses sell more than champions. I've come to deal with that. They circuses. They sell. They are the elephants. The champions are just I don't know what else you see at a circus, but they just the small shit. The elephants, these two, the elephants, they make money. Chavez, elephant. I'm out. Viva la Mexico.
He was like, Chavez, elephant.
Dre, talk to us.
Yo, happy holidays, everybody. What's going on?
What's up? Happy holidays. Christmas.
Mastermind.
I'm here in South Carolina. It's all good. All right. This Chavez Canelo, I like it, but I think Chavez could get a little bit more out of Canelo if he wants. If Canelo really wants this fight. I mean, whoever takes the first offer when it come on to negotiating, especially when you want to do when you're wanted. So I'll ask for a little bit more money. Let Uncle Al help. Let Uncle Al work a little bit more as far as pay per view. I say about $750 tops.
$750. That's a pretty good number. Yes. I mean, obviously, don't even think they'll get that many.
Because you have to think about it. We're in the internet stream days, man. Let's not lie to ourselves and people and say that we don't. People are gonna buy pay per views like the election. We say we're gonna buy, but really, truly, since majority of us are gonna stream that shit. I mean, we ain't rich. You know how many pay-per-view events we got to buy in 2017? So we got to be selective, man. Question, is there body testing involved in this negotiations?
They have not been specific about any details other than a week deadline, $6 million offer, and
some tough weights to make.
And 165-pound catch weight, and also that Chavez gets some upside. I think he needs to jump on this offer, man. I don't know what you're talking about, like some Uncle Al and all this stuff. Like, he needs to jump on his offer for real.
Yo, I just checked it, and lefthook.com is saying that the Nevada State Athletic Commission reported that back in 2012, Chavez Jr. in his biggest fight with Sergio Martinez made $3 million, and that was on pay-per-view, while Martinez only made $1.5 million.
So let go to pass, man. Let go to pass. Get that $6 million plus if you can, man.
Well, he don't got to let go to pass. He only made three. He only made three something back then. So $6 million looking like a lot right now.
Plus pay-per-view money.
Yeah, plus pay-per-view. Yeah. Listen, they're saying that he can make up to $10 million if they get to that million, though. They got to get to that million, I believe.
Why not? Reach for the stars, man. Sign the deal.
That's right.
Peace, y'all.
Dre, man, enjoy the holidays, man. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, I want to thank everyone for calling in. I know it is the holidays, but I guess you guys are fight freaks like me, man. I couldn't stay away too long. I kept seeing all the topics, and I'm watching everybody else still working, and I'm like,
oh, dude, the worst is the memes when you're on Instagram and you're seeing all the pictures everyone's posting, all the fun like boxing holiday related shit. Like, oh, did you see the one? Who's the referee behind Andre Ward when they announced the decision? And then it says the meme was when your wife buys your kid the expensive present, you know, he shouldn't have got. And then it shows the referee's face.
Oh, man, listen, dude, it was just so much coming through. And I'm like, oh, I'm missing all this. Like, this is I'm just looking at topics like that's a show. And then we were supposed to come back today, obviously, you know, with an on-demand show on Fighter of the Year that Larry from San Francisco ordered. But he decided to wait till Wednesday night, ladies and gentlemen. So Wednesday we'll be back with an on-demand show courtesy of Larry from San Francisco, one of our Patreon subscribers. We're going to be doing a Fighter of the Year show. And he'll be on participating with us, so definitely check that out. Really quick, I want to give a quick shout out to my boy Tone from Chicago, who dropped us a 5-star review on iTunes. You guys can do the same, and we'll do the same that we're doing for Tone. You know, obviously going to be reading his 5-star review. He's one of our starting to be one of our more frequent callers, but it's a 5-star review. And he says, I've been listening to these guys for the past 8 months, and I must say it's my favorite boxing podcast. The hosts are extremely knowledgeable about the sport, and they have a casual co-host to provide casual fan perspective. The debates between hosts are entertaining and compares to watching a sparring match. They open up the phone lines and give callers the opportunity to voice their opinion. Truly does represent the voice of the people. Good work, fellas, and keep it up. Tone from Chicago. So we're going to open up these phone lines. I see you in there, Tone, so thank you. And we're going to go to our editor, Matt. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, what's up?
Hey, Matt, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. How you doing, Steven?
I'm pretty good. I'm staying warm.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I know you don't like this fight, Steven, but this fight's probably going to happen. I was sort of at first thinking this was just a publicity stunt. It's an easy way to get Canelo's name just in headlines all the time. It's the classic Mayweather routine. And then it just, all the headlines just keep coming out. All the quotes from like Chavez Sr. saying that we've agreed upon the weight. It's only about the money. And now we see a $6 million deal plus pay-per-view. And to me, that seems like great money. So to me, that seems like the money issue should be solved now. So next is location, and they could do Texas, Mexico City. It doesn't matter. So unfortunately for, I think, hardcore fight fans, we're going to get the pure money grab fight for Canelo and Chavez Jr. And even though Chavez Jr. fought 2 weeks ago, and he actually looked in shape, you know, he didn't look like he was fat. He looked pretty good. I just don't see him being able to match Canelo in terms of just levels. I just think Canelo is that much better of a boxer than him. He's a better counter boxer than him. I think Canelo's going to be able to slip his shots and just hit him to the
box. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm also trying to see what's going to make this fight so exciting, why people think it's going to be an exciting fight. Like, Chavez turns off sometimes during his fights, and he does a thing where he showboats and puts his hands out and his chin out, and he's acting kind of like a little punk. Like, and then Canelo likes to rest, sit back so much. I think it could be kind of anticlimactic. Like, everyone thought that Cotto Canelo was going to be exciting. That shit was boring. Ask the guys who went. Like, I've talked to Jose from Canada, and he was there, and he was like, yeah, it wasn't that great, man. So I'm not going to hold out and say that, oh, at least this fight will be exciting.
There's a difference between, like, hey, Steven, there's a difference between, like, something that's, like, overhyped and not meeting expectations. Like, everyone's like, oh, Puerto Rico versus Mexican War, like, and then hearkening back to the classic Puerto Rico versus Mexico fights that we've seen when it came to Cotto versus Canelo. And even though I thought that fight was exciting personally, there was no knockdowns. So for the casual fan, no knockdowns means it wasn't really exciting. In my personal opinion, that's what I've seen from casual fans. Now in this fight, I see that Chavez Jr. is going to go down at least a few times. He's going to go down from body shots.
Down.
Down from a overhand right.
Yo, he went down. He went down versus Fonfara, but damn, you think Canelo puts him down first fight? You got to remember that Chavez is going to balloon back up.
Yes, I'll put it this way. I think Canelo's body attack is not underrated, just because he's always compared to Triple G, and Triple G is always like lauded as having this great body work. But I think Canelo has tremendous body work. I think he knows how to place your shots at the right time, at the right part of the body to really hurt people. You know, either put to the solar plex or the liver or the kidneys. He knows how to hurt guys to the body, and he does it efficiently. And plus, he always goes to the body to set up his shots to the head later on in the fight. That's how he knocked out Amir Khan. He did that lunging right hook to the body, and then in the sixth round, he does it over top and knocked him out. You know, like, Canelo has, I think, tendencies that always go to the body in the first 5 to 6 rounds. And I think Chavez is not going to like that naturally.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you. Obviously, stick around, because we are going to be doing some more. Not today, but we'll be back Wednesday for sure. And tomorrow, probably early in the day, for everybody headed back to work off their vacay, you know, I'm going to make sure that we give you some TBV in the morning or afternoon. Listen, we only got about 17 minutes left. This is a short, spontaneous show. I wanted to get your takes, man. This one was driving me crazy. But we're going to give about a minute and a half to each caller, because it's just not enough time to get to everyone. There are a lot of you, so be courteous to your neighbor beneath you. Up next, Tone. Actually, Tone, one moment. It's Joey from New Zealand. Talk to me. Joey, he's at work or what? Joey, New Zealand. All right, going back to Tone then. from Chicago. What's going on, Tone? Thank you for the 5-star review, my friend. Truly appreciate it. Love to see that you are supporting. Up next should be Patreon, and then you're going to be like all good.
That's coming eventually, but you guys definitely earned it, man. I want to start off by saying, man, this is definitely a treat for the casual fans, this fight. I think Chavez needs to take it. $6 million plus pay-per-view upside. That's like a no-brainer, man, for that guy, being that he's coming off of a – it wasn't a great performance against this unknown guy, British or whatever his name is. But I saw that fight. Impressive. And then before that, the loss to Fonfaros. I mean, this is definitely a fight he needs to take. It's a fight to get him back into the casual fans' minds. And if he can look good, then that's good for him. It's a win for him. You know, even if he loses the fight, it's a win for him to just look good against Canelo. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a big fight for Mexican-American fans. For the last, you know, I don't know how many years, but we've seen Mayweather on Cinco de Mayo and also on Mexican Independence Day on September 16th. So to have a Chavez-Canelo fight on Cinco de Mayo, that's huge, man. It's just huge. And I think it has to happen at this point since all the rumors are swirling and stuff. It's got to happen now. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm going to buy it just because a lot of casual fans in my family, and I'm Mexican-American, so I got to buy it and just to be entertained, because I think it will be an entertaining fight. A lot of punches are going to be landed, and at the end of the day, Canelo is going to look good against Chavez. I don't think there will be any need for a rematch in September. I'm being optimistic in that Golovkin fight will happen in September, just like De La Hoya said, but I think this is an easy fight for Canelo to win and for him to look good at against pretty much like another walking punching bag in Chavez. So we'll see, man. But otherwise, that's all I got, really.
Tone, thank you again. Good call, man. Definitely. He said something that made me want to talk. He and I think it's OTKP. Yeah, OTKP in the chat as well. They have the same statement, which is basically that boxing needs to treat the casual fans. And again, I know that you don't like this one, but think about it from that perspective. You know, we've been Ward Kovalev. It wasn't the pay-per-view that we expected. Canelo Liam Smith, either. Brooke Golovkin, either. Canelo Khan, either. Like, I mean, what was really good? At least this would be two big name fighters giving you a drama show for real. You know, not to take anything away from Triple G, because obviously he, with any of the two of these names, would be big. But regardless, these two together are bigger. It's just that simple. Let's go out to 713. Remember, we're on our own little version of drive-by here. Drive-by! Seven, one, three, you're up and live.
Hey, hello?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Daniel calling from Houston.
Daniel from Houston?
Yeah, Daniel from Houston. Yeah, man, I just want to say, I guess as a Mexican, I don't mind Triple G taking like the backseat this year, because you're probably right. I do see this fight becoming either a rematch type of deal or a trilogy, but I think it's gonna go down. And I don't know if it's like, I mean, obviously I can't watch Mexican TV, but they're really talking about this fight, so I think it's serious. And it's gonna go down.
All right, Daniel, thank you for calling in. But there you go, see, this is why we love this show, man. Daniel, thank you so much for that info.
Hold on.
What's up?
Are y'all interested in the boxing this weekend from Japan?
Yes. My boy Joan Guzman is going to be fighting. I know, man. I know. He's going up. He's going up for that IBF strap. I actually talked to the trainer, so hopefully he gets that win, and we'll have them both on the show. But, yeah, I've been I can't pronounce the Japanese dude's name, but, yeah, he's out there already, man. He left about – I got to check my messages. But, yeah, I've been following it closely for sure, man.
Like something like that?
Yeah. I can't begin to pronounce that.
It's going to be a weekend, I guess, boxing in a year. So, all right, man, thank you for the call, and Y'all be safe.
All right, Daniel. Thank you. Like I was saying, man, it's always good to have this show the way that it is because, look, he's right. I'm not checking local Mexican news. Obviously, he is. Obviously, this is a hot topic out there. And, you know, that means dollar signs for De La Hoya, man, and for Canelo. I mean, there's got to be some sort of Mexican deals that he's going to be able to get or both of them are going to be able to get in terms of television rights or, you know, something. Again, they're saying Los Angeles, Texas, and Vegas. Which one makes more sense for you? I hope they don't do Vegas. Jesus, I hate
it. I think it's got to be Texas, right? Texas has the big enough venue. They want to do it at the Cowboys Stadium, right? And then they could sell that out. If it's going to do a bunch of pay-per-view, you get a bunch of pay-per-view plus a bunch of gate. I didn't understand that about Pacquiao, Mayweather, how they didn't try to maximize the venue and get as many people in there because it was going to sell out so well. I think that a fight like this, if it is going to be that big for, I mean, we know it's going to be that big for the casual fans. I think down there is where you got to do it. I think LA would be, it would be a good turnout, of course, but I think you got to do it Texas. You got to do it where you can fit the most people.
Listen, I'm sorry to say that this one will end up being all over ESPN because of Canelo. And then the name Chavez Jr., the father will probably be there chummying it up. He'll probably be in the corner. He'll walk out with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. It'll be a thing of beauty.
Give him a big fat kiss on the lips right before the fight starts.
Yeah. Typical Chavez family, baby. Let's get out to more callers. Remember, guys, be courteous to somebody underneath you. We only got about 9 minutes left. 631, talk to us. 631, talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, Master? This is Marcus from Long Island.
Marcus, Long Island, talk to me.
Yeah, I think boxing fans are just being way too critical of this fight. This is a really good fight, and everybody just has to stop being critical. Canelo's moving up 11 pounds, and Chavez going down 3. You know, people think that we get all critical about Brook moving up. Why is Canelo an exception? You know? It's ridiculous.
I think that the criticism... I think that the criticism comes because people are like, oh, I thought you was in the middleweight, so now you could go up to 165 and fight Chavez, but not go to 160 and fight Golovkin. That's really the problem. People are mad that he doesn't want to fight Golovkin.
Yeah, but you know what? And here's the thing that people have to see, too. Canelo's trying to pull a Floyd. Because you know what? How else can you prepare for Golovkin's power? Boom. Chavez is huge. So that's a good way to prepare for his power.
I think there are other middleweights.
Well, Marcus, I want to thank you for calling in. I hate to cut you short, brother, but we're giving everybody a minute. We only got 8 minutes left on the live feed. This was just a short, spontaneous show. Such a big topic. We wanted to get everyone's thoughts. Remember, guys, be courteous to the guy beneath you. There is a lot of people beneath you. I mean, talk to us, 908.
Yeah. I think it's a great fight. Canelo's going to look like a stud against Chavez Jr. He's going to be in there. I mean, Canelo will have no head movement, but he's going to look like Mayweather shoulder rolling there against slow-ass Chavez. And again, it's a good fight for casual fans. My man just said it's a good way for him to test his power. You know, although Triple G is a different beast, it's just, you know, a good fight, you know, for the business of boxing, for the fans of boxing. And I don't think that, you know, we should be so hard on Canelo for taking this fight because, again, it's a step in the right direction. It's a name. It's something good to watch. I hope it's not on pay-per-view. I know it's going to be pay-per-view, but if it wasn't pay-per-view, that would have been amazing. But the fact that it's going to be pay-per-view, again, is more of a business move. But good fight. Go ahead and move on to the next call. Appreciate the show, fellas.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in, being courteous to the guy underneath. Marcus from D.C.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Boxing boys real quick. Man, I think it's a good fight, man. I mean, I really do, man. You know, Chavez, if they got him anywhere coming in at 165, he's obviously training. People forgot how, you know what I'm saying, good of a fighter he was. Not great, but good of a fighter he was. Where he was hovering below 168. I think it's a good fight. I think the telling story of this is that here's two fighters that were offered some similar sounding flat fee and supposed upside, and both of them said it was chump change. So obviously, maybe De La Hoya knowing, man, maybe Canelo only has about three or four viable fights and opponents out here. that he's trying to maximize the profits, and both Canelo, I mean both Triple G and Chavez Jr. said, man, it's not enough money. Maybe they know something that we don't know about how much the projected sales are of the fight.
Good but there's fight. Been
I'll
no
talk about it more later. I guess I'll give some shit.
Marcus, yeah. Thanks for calling in. I just wanted to say there's been no reports that Chavez Jr. has turned it down. So I don't know if he's saying that that's not enough money. I know
well, when's the deadline? A couple days, right? 5 days?
This week is the alleged deadline. We shall see. Now, again, the thing is, Saul Canelo Alvarez has options, guys. He can easily start negotiating with Billy Joe Saunders, man.
That's his only other option, though, man. He has three.
No, it's not. He's got a belt. He can make his voluntary defense of 154. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I thought we're talking pay-per-view and big money fights.
Exactly. He could find somebody at 54 to make a pay-per-view. Cotto's fighting at 53. Why can't he wait till Cinco de Mayo, let Cotto fight Kirkland in February and do Cinco de Mayo Cotto in May?
You and I both know Cotto's last one and he's out. You and I both know he's not fighting again after Kirkland.
No, dude, you work too much. You work too much. No, my friend, you work too much. The calendar year for Canelo is Cotto. It's the fight in May, then the fight with Golovkin in September, then a fight in December. But that's them being obviously very ambitious and, you know, thinking that they will get by Golovkin. But that is their plan. You need to, I don't know, do some research.
Canelo don't fight in December. Check the record books.
I hear you. That's what we opened up with, Steven. But this is what they're claiming. That's why I said, yo, they're claiming three fights this year, 2017, but it's been since 2011 that they've actually fought three times in one calendar year. Let's get back out to these streets here. We got Donald from Richmond. Talk to us. 1 minute, Donald. Mission impossible here.
I got you. I think it's a good fight, but I can see how Chavez could turn down the six because Chavez could look at it like this. Canelo, you kind of need me, so Now that I know that you need me, I need 10. And if you don't got 10, guess what? I don't need to fight you, Canelo. Give me 10 or we don't make it happen. And at 54, I can't see nobody.
He don't need no Chavez. Chavez needs him. Chavez hasn't even been on this level yet. Chavez did one pay-per-view.
Watch, you keep saying that. You keep saying that. Talks are going to fall through. Chavez is going to sign to fight Gennady, and then Canelo's going to be.
Listen, that would be Chavez's option. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Donald. Fucking Steven, getting me hyped.
There's nobody that Canelo's going to fight at 54 that's going to be a walk in the park. See, Canelo learned a lot from fighting Mayweather. He learned that only fight who you know you can beat. That's why he's really fucking avoiding Triple G for as long as he can. He feels like he's got it. Oh, if I could beat him, I could beat Triple G. So it's like he's gotta fucking build himself up to where he feels confident enough. Because right now, Canelo don't got that confidence where he think he could beat Triple G. That's why he ain't fought him yet.
I don't know, man. I remember the days that Canelo Alvarez fought Austin Trout when not many people knew him, even though Trout was coming off the Cotto win, right? Who could he fight at 54? I'm not taking a Lara rematch for sure. I don't want that.
The problem is that he already beat like the big names at 154. So to go back down, there would have to be a rematch, and it's gonna be hard to sell any of those rematches.
Be Cotto.
Yeah, because it's gotta be Cotto because the other ones I don't think were entertaining enough.
Gotta be Cotto at 54. Cotto coming off the Kirkland win, he should be right in shape. Hopefully, his old body, you know, can make it. We're going to 703. You're live on TBV. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're live. Who's this?
Yo, this is Mike Jerry.
Mike Jerry, where you calling in from?
Yeah. Yo, I'm on base, man. Quantico, man.
Quantico.
I got back to my parents. But Ness, don't you think Andrade could sell the fight if he was to fight Canelo?
They tough go man.
Tours and that stuff like that.
Tough
that
man.
That man could talk, man.
Nah, he could talk. He could talk, but mm-hmm. he's only been on HBO one time and a long time ago.
But you know they could put a quick highlight making people buy that shit.
I don't know, man. That's a tough sell. That's a tough sell.
90 seconds.
But Andrade got to keep doing what he's doing. He's on the right route now. They took my advice. I'm happy about that, man. They doing what they're doing, but I don't think it's enough. Not a Canelo fight. No way.
He would need a big win, a big exciting win.
I think the Chavez Canelo fight is legit, man. That Chavez name got buzz, man. Like that's a
agreed. That's a it's all fight. Over ESPN, a, man.
And this is the crazy thing about it, I think
60 seconds.
Because of his father, like I'm like, yo, I hope Sam comes out in this fight and that stuff. But I don't know if he could beat Canelo. But y'all have a good night, though.
All right, Mike Jerry. Thanks for calling in. And remember, this fight would be taking place at 165, not 54. Chavez does not need to make 54. He needs to make 165 is the agreed catch weight.
I can't believe how many people are giving a thumbs up on this fight. It better be multiplied by a million is how many people are giving the show a thumbs up. Because if we're talking about that fight, hasn't even been signed yet. We deserve thumbs up.
That's what I'm saying. Speaking of thumbs up, hit that thumbs up button. Let's get this to 1,000. Let's go talk to Fish from South Jersey. What's going on, brother? Fish, you there? Let me go out.
Seconds.
Let me go out to Matt.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
My name is Matt.
Matt, where are you calling in from?
UK.
UK. What's going on, brother? What do you think about this Chavez Canelo fight?
I think it's brilliant for boxing, man. Brilliant for boxing. Absolute. So what do you think about it, man?
So why do you like it?
Clash of styles, man. Fucking brilliant boxing. Brilliant boxing, man.
You don't think Chavez is kind of boring sometimes when he stops throwing and starts showboating?
Oh, man, yeah, sometimes it gets really arrogant, man, when he sacks through that defense and that. But, Ness, I'm actually challenging you, man, because you've been insulting me lately on social media.
And I don't even use social media.
Oh, yes, you do, man, because I called you out on Twitter, and you insulted me.
Oh, man.
So I want to ask you as a man, why did you do that to me?
I have no clue, bro, but I'm going to get to some other callers that actually want to talk boxing.
It was the Christmas season. You probably got nothing else from anyone else.
Josue from the Lower Oregon, talk to me.
Yo, what up, Ness? What's up, Calder? Hey, yo, this is Chavez Jr., Canelo. I like it. Why not? It's a fight for the Mexicans. It's a fight for honor and glory. I like it. It's not bad. And that's all I got, Ness. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, Josue. Muhammad, talk to me.
Yo, what up, Ness? How much time do I have?
You got a minute, buddy.
Damn, man. Always giving me a minute. Anyway, this Chavez Canelo fight, everybody want to see it. Mexican fans are the one who keep boxing alive. So Canelo cannot offer only $6 million because he doesn't need Chavez, but he does need him because he's going to make a lot of money thanks to Chavez. He has no other option. And like Steve Calderon said, if he doesn't do it, Chavez can fight Triple G and Canelo will be fucked. Listen, I wanted to ask you a question. How many foreigners have come to your appreciation parties?
Well, the first one, remember that Kimo from Dubai, he came, and Jose from Canada. And Robert from another part of Canada. I think he was from Toronto. And
so I'm going to be like number four, right?
Oh, you're coming? For sure?
Oh, you're definitely coming?
Yes, definitely. Definitely coming as soon as it's – is it official?
Well, it's down for New York, but it still doesn't say Barclays, man. I have no clue what the
hell. No, it doesn't matter. Barclays, Madison Square, it doesn't matter. As soon as it's official, I'm going to make hotel reservation, everything, and I will be there. So I'm going to be number four.
Awesome. I don't know if you'll be number four, probably five, though. I think we had somebody in Vegas, too. But, yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm totally stoked. Where would you be coming from? You're coming from the UK?
No. I'm going to be coming. I'm from Africa, but I'm going to be coming from the Canary Islands. That's like my second home.
You'll definitely awesome. Be the farthest traveling.
Yeah, that would be wow.
See? So yeah. You guys should treat me special, you know?
No, you will be treated special. Remember?
Always treat special at TBV.
You're a patron anyway. You're going to be treated special no matter what. Listen, Muhammad, let me get to some others, though. We got Fish again. Let's see, can we get him right? Fish, what's up? Fishy Fish.
Called in.
Fishy Fish got the bullish phone. Listen, Chavez Canelo, I'm going to say Cotto. How active was Cotto?
His last fight was before.
How many months before he fought in between the Canelo and his last fight?
Gotta look that up. Oh.
Like, how long of a layoff was it?
Wasn't very long. What, like 4 months, 5 months, tops? Because he had just fought Daniel Gill.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, would Chavez and Canelo be able to do over 900,000, you know, based on the fact that Chavez is basically inactive? Like, that fight that he had, only us hardcores know about that.
Okay, get this. So Cotto fought Delvin Rodriguez in 2013 of October. Then he fought Sergio Martinez in 2014 of June. Then he fought Daniel Gill in 2015 June. And then 5 months later, fought Canelo in 2015 November. Cotto's not very active.
That's not very active, but at least he was winning. You know what I mean? Chavez is coming off a stoppage loss, right? So Fanfora, then this win over a mediocre.
Yeah, he's
some off-television fight that we didn't know about.
Yeah, he's like a 3-2 in his last 5 fights, something like that.
Chavez needs to take the money, man. He needs to take the money and hope for the best. You know what I mean? You beat Canelo, then you're in the driver's seat. Listen, this has been TBV spontaneously. We have to do another show on Wednesday that we're going to be doing for Larry from San Francisco, who paid for Fighter of the Year. He's going to be giving us his Fighter of the Year, his top 10, leading off with his number one. And then we have to, right there, live on the show, digest that and, I guess, give our takes.
I'm excited for that show because I've been, you know, working on my end of the year, you know, best of 2016 anyway, so it's gonna be interesting to have 10 top fighters. Like, that's
his job to come up with 10.
I'm gonna try to come up with some too. I want to be able to clash.
All right. Well, what else do we got tomorrow? We're definitely probably gonna bring you a few topics. There's definitely a lot of little breakdowns that we need to do. Maybe say something about Jonathan Guzman, who's gone away, man. He's gone away. Definitely crossed multiple ponds to go defend that title. And then, obviously, we have the Gervonta Davis, Jose Pedraza fight. That's one that's, you know.
Yeah, that's
for whatever reason, fight fans think it's like 50-50. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to rob with my Puerto Rican. Like, he's been in the ring with some real people.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But well, we have to break that down. We also got Badu Jack. I mean, there's just so much, you know. People are starting to open up camp. Daniel Jacobs is already in camp. I'm going to get out there. So all my patrons, I'm going to bring you some behind-the-scenes exclusive that only you guys will get. I've already talked to Andre Rozier, who's going to let us in there, baby. So you guys get that exclusive. Danny just is about to start camp. So we'll be in that one, too. We're just waiting for everything, basically. But even with Deontay, I already talked to Deontay, too. He's starting camp early or mid-January. So I'm in there, too. So beginning of the year is going to be a lot of traveling around and getting some exclusive content. We're back, definitely. You know, when the year dies down, the interviews kind of get scarce. But we do keep you guys up to date with as many shows as possible. But, you know, now that the year is starting, or when it does start, there's obviously tons of footage to go out there and get and bring to you guys. But look, I'm your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO. And you can find my co-producer at...
Yo, I'm Stevie Calderon. You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92. And you can follow me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c. Go follow BoxingMD on Twitter. He's at BoxingMD1. And go follow Casual Fan. He's TBV_Casual Fan on Twitter, I believe is his handle.
I believe so. And with that, we're out. Later.